مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم میکند. irlanguage.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. عرض سلام و ادب. دوستان عزیزم، پور موسا هستم با تدریس Kyo Skills for Success Listening and Speaking Level 3. Unit 1 Sociology. Note taking. Using notes to summarize a lecture. Listening. Making inferences. Critical thinking. Comparing and contrasting. Vocabulary suffixes. Grammar auxiliary verbs do, be, have. Pronunciation, contractions with auxiliary verbs, speaking, taking conversational turns. در بخش‌های مختلف این یونیت، موارد زیر مورد مطالعه قرار می‌گیرند. یادداشت برداری، استفاده از یادداشت‌ها برای خلاصه کردن یک سخنرانی، گوش دادن، استنباط کردن. در تفکر نقاد می‌خوایم مقایسه شباهت‌ها و مقایسه تفاوت‌ها رو بررسی کنیم. در لغت پسوندها، در گرامر افعال کمکی have, be و do، در تلفظ مخفف کردن با افعال کمکی و در صحبت کردن به نوبت مکالمه کردن. Now the first question here is, are first impressions accurate؟ آیا برداشت های اولیه درست هستند؟ برداشت اولیه یعنی هر گونه تصویر و فهمی که شما از دیدار اول با یه نفر متوجه میشید. Questions 1. What do you notice when you meet someone for the first time? شما متوجه چی میشین وقتی برای اولین بار یه نفر رو میبینید؟ Well, physical appearance, clothing or voice and things I first notice. ظاهر، لباس پوشیدن یا صدا به عنوان چیزایی که من برای بار اول متوجه میشم. 2. How important do you think first impressions are? Why? چقدر مهم هستن برداشت‌های اولیه؟ چرا؟ First impressions are important because I may not have the opportunity to correct a negative first impression. مهمن برای اینکه من ممکنه فرصت نداشته باشم که یک برداشت اولیه منفی رو تصحیح کنم. 3. Look at the photo. What do you think of this person from just looking at her? نظرتون راجع به این نفر، این فرد، با فقط نگاه کردن به ایشون چیه؟ Do you think your first impression is accurate? Why or why not? آیا فکر میکنی برداشت اولیه‌تون درسته؟ چرا؟ چرا نه؟ Well, you know, I myself have a neutral first impression. من راستشو بخوام یه برداشت اولیه خونسا دارم. خب چرا؟ You know, although sometimes first impression works, you can't judge a person just by seeing them first. شما نمیتونید فقط با نگاه کردن به یه نفر، اونم برای بار اول، یه فردی رو کامل قضاوت کنید. Okay? So this is of course my idea. Maybe you say no, first impressions are working for me. I don't know. It depends on your answers. Part B, listen to the Q classroom online and answer these questions. 1. What accurate first impression did Yuna have? Yuna چه برداشت اولیه درستی رو داشت؟ 2. What do Marcus and Sophie say are ways that people can give incorrect first impressions? مارکوس و سوفی میگن که افراد به چه روشی میتونند برداشت‌های اولیه نادرست رو ارائه بدن. 3. Do you agree with Felix's statement? Why or why not? آیا با جمله فلیکس موافقی؟ چرا؟ چرا نه؟
Unit 1. Sociology. The Q Classroom.
Okay, everyone. Let's start. Every unit in Q begins with a question. As we go through the unit, we will continue to discuss this question. Our answers may change as we explore the topic, or they may stay the same. The unit question for Unit 1 is, are first impressions accurate? So let's think about our first impressions of people in this class. Look around the room at your classmates. Who made a good first impression on you? Yuna?
Sophie.
Why did she make a good first impression on you?
Well, she's always smiling. She looks friendly.
And is she friendly?
Yes, she is.
So that's an accurate first impression. Do you think first impressions are always that accurate? Marcus, what do you think?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes you might think someone is unfriendly, but they're just in a bad mood that day.
Good point. Maybe someone can give you the wrong impression because they are having a bad day. What else might cause the wrong first impression? Sophie?
A person might be dressed differently than they usually dress. If someone met me on the way home from the gym, they wouldn't know that I'm usually very formal.
Okay. So your mood and the way you are dressed can lead to wrong first impressions. What do you think about this, Felix? Are first impressions usually accurate?
I think most of the time they are right in some way. I can usually tell right away if someone is friendly or quiet, or if they're smart or funny. But I can't tell other things about a person, like if they're honest or what kinds of things they believe in.
Interesting.
Well, number one, Yuna's first impression of Sophie was that Sophie is friendly, which turned out to be true. اولین برداشت یونا از سوفی این بود که ایشون آدم صمیمی هستن با رفتار دوستانه که بعدها مشخص شد درست بوده. Two, Marcus says people's mood can change and Sophie says that people wear different clothes on different days. So you might have a wrong impression of someone just based on the difference in mood or clothes. مارکز میگه که خلق و خوی افراد ممکنه تغییر پیدا کنه و سوفی بیان میکنه که مردم لباسهای مختلف رو در روزهای مختلف میپوشن. بنابراین شما ممکنه برداشت اشتباهی رو داشته باشین از یه نفر فقط بر اساس یه تفاوت در خلق و خو یا لباس پوشیدن. 3. Do you agree with Felix's statement? Felix thinks his first impression of people are usually pretty accurate. Students or you might say they agree or you agree and also that they may change their minds about a person over time. Felix فکر میکنه که برداشت اولیه‌اش از مردم معمولاً درست هستش. اوکی، کاملاً درسته. خب حالا میتونید بگید موافقید یا مخالفید. Using notes to summarize a lecture. در مهارت یادداشت برداری دوستان عزیزم میخوایم به استفاده از یادداشت‌ها برای خلاصه کردن یه سخنرانی بپردازیم. همونطور که میدونید یه روش خوب برای اینکه شما یه سخنرانی رو در ذهنتون داشته باشید اینه که اون کلمات، اون ایده های اصلی رو که در طول سخنرانی شنیدید در قالب سخنان خودتون بیارید، در قالب کلمات خودتون بازنویسی کنید، یه جا خلاصه کنید. این کار چه فایده‌ای داره؟ بهتون کمک میکنه تأیید کنید که همه اطلاعات رو فهمیدین و یادداشتاتون هم کاملند. هر چقدر که ممکن باشه و هر چه سریع‌تر بعد یه سخنرانی بیاین چیکار کنید ایده های کلیدی و مهم رو در کلام خودتون تبدیل کنید و اونها رو با صدای بلند یا به یه دوست یا به خودتون بازگو کنید. گفتن اونها با صدای بلند بهتون کمک میکنه ایده ها رو شفاف سازی کنید و اونها رو بهتر به یاد داشته باشین. این وضعیت رو در نظر بگیرید، دوستتون مجبور بود که از کلاس غایب باشه به خاطر بیماریش، روز بعد ازتون میخواد بهش بگین راجع به سخنرانی یا اصلا در کلاس چه اتفاقی افتاد. خب بهش چی میگین؟ احتمالاً این اطلاعات رو میدین دیگه، آقا موضوع سخنرانی یا موضوع تدریس استاد چی بوده، ایده های اصلی چی بوده و چند تا نکته و مثال میارین. این دقیقاً همون اطلاعاتیه که شما موقع خلاصه بندی کردن و خلاصه کردن اطلاعات چیکار میکنید؟ انجام میدید. یه خلاصه ورژن کوتاه‌تر اطلاعاتیه که شامل همه ایده های اصلی میشه اما فقط چند تا جزئیات. خب یه سری فریز ها وجود داره که میتونید ازشون استفاده کنید. مثلا بگید استاد صحبت کرد راجع به فلان مسئله، ایشون توضیح داد، ایشون به ما گفتن که، بعد او بحث کرد فلان مسئله رو، او این مثال رو آورد و بعد از اینکه او و بعد از آن ایشون کلاس رو تموم کردن با فلان. رپ اپ مینز تمام کردن. Now, A, listen to an excerpt from a lecture on first impression, then discuss the questions with a partner. به یک منتخبی از یه سخنرانی یا تدریس در مورد برداشت‌های اولیه گوش بدید، بعد سوالات زیر رو با یه دوست بحث کنید. What is the topic؟ موضوع چیه؟ What two main points does the speaker make؟ کدوم دوتا نکته اساسی رو اسپیکر بهش میپردازه؟ What is one detail that illustrates each main point؟ یک جزئیاتی که هر ایده و نکته اصلی رو نشون میده و توضیح میده رو هم به ما بگید. مثلا برای هر ایده اصلی خب چه جزئیاتی آورده؟ جزئیات قبلا گفتیم میتونه شامل مثال، آمار و ارقام، عددها، تاریخ ها باشه، اوکی؟ و میدونید که illustrate هم یعنی توضیح دادن، با مثال روشن کردن.
Unit 1. Note taking skill. Activity A.
When you meet someone for the first time, you want to be remembered in a positive way. One way to make a good first impression is to listen. Sometimes speakers talk too much and don't listen. Show interest and ask questions. What does the other person like to do? Where is he or she from? What is his or her family like? Second, use body language in an effective way. What does this mean? Show you are paying attention by leaning in, maintaining eye contact, and using facial expressions. Smile, raise your eyebrows, and tilt your head. Through your use of questions and body language, you can make a good first impression.
Now, what is the topic? The topic is making a good first impression. Two, what two main points does the speaker make? کدوم دوتا نکته اصلی؟ One way to make a good first impression is to listen. یه راه برای ایجاد برداشت اولیه خوب گوش دادنه. Another way to make a good first impression is to use body language effectively. استفاده از زبان بدن به طور مؤثر میشه یه راه دیگه. Three. What is one detail that illustrates each main point? Show interest and ask questions. علاقه نشون بدید و سوال بپرسید. Show your paying attention by learning and by leaning in, making eye contact and using facial expression. نشون بدید که شما دارین توجه میکنید، با به اصطلاح برقراری تماس چشمی، نمیدونم استفاده از حالات چهره و خدمتون بگم تمرکز کردن، همه اینها میشه اون حالتی که شما دارید به طرف نشون میدید که آقا من دارم به شما توجه میکنم. Now, listening. The psychology of first impressions. روانشناسی برداشت‌های اولیه. You're going to listen to a lecture about first impressions. Well, some new vocabularies, but before that, a preview. A psychologist will explain how first impressions affect our opinion of a new person. یه روانشناس توضیح خواهد داد که چطور برداشت‌های اولیه به عقیده ما در مورد یه نفر جدید تأثیر میذاره. Check the statement about first impressions you think is true. کدوم یک از این دوتا رو شما درست میدونید؟ First impressions give us a good idea of what a person is really like. برداشتای اولیه به ما یه ایده خوبی میدن از این چه یه نفر واقعا چجوریه، چه شخصیتی داره. We often make errors because of first impressions. ما اغلب دوچار اشتباه میشیم به خاطر first impression ها. ببین من اعتقادم دومیش هستش. Maybe you are thinking absolutely differently. No problem. You may check the first one. All right? Your opinion depends on your personal understanding of the first impressions. خب بعد tip for success اینم بخونیم. Presentation ها یعنی ارائه ها و سخنرانی ها اغلب شروع میشن با یه داستان کوتاه یا یه روایت کوتاه. داستان معمولا یه مثالی از تاپیکی هستش که اسپیکر قرار راجع بهش صحبت کنه. Academic language زبان دانشگاهی. Positive and negative are among the 600 most common spoken academic words, but positive is used more frequently than negative. این دوتا صفت پوزیتیو و نگاتیو در بین 600 تا از رایج‌ترین کلمات گفتار و صحبت کردن دانشگاهی هستند، اما پوزیتیو خیلی بیشتر استفاده میشه. Now let's have a look at these vocabularies. Assume means فرض کردن، تصور کردن، behavior، رفتار، briefly به طور خلاصه، encounter means رویارویی، مواجهه، error means خطا، اشتباه، form and impression، شکل دادن یه برداشت، negative، منفی، positive، مثبت، sample، نمونه، الگو، trait، ویژگی، رفتار. Okay, now listen and take notes. Listen to the lecture about first impressions. Before you listen, look at the outline below. As you listen at the topic and important details. So first, let's have a look at here. What is the topic? Example, منتظر شدن در صف در یک کافی شاپ. ایده اصلی، برداشت های دیگران. Details, جزئیات. First mistake, اشتباه اول. Second mistake, اشتباه دوم. Main idea, ایده اصلی. وقتی که ما رفتار خودمون رو بررسی میکنیم. Detail, جزئیات. اون شخصیت ما نیست. اون هر چیزی که حالا هستش اینجا. بریم گوش بدیم و این رو تکمیل کنیم.
Unit 1. Listening 1. Activities A and D.
First impressions don't tell the whole story. Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. As promised, I'm going to talk about how we form first impressions and how they work. We all form impressions of other people every day. So picture this. You're waiting in line at your favorite coffee shop. The line is long, but it's moving quickly. The person in front of you in line is complaining about the wait. He's loud and rude. He makes comments about the service and the employees. When he finally gets to the counter, he yells at the person who takes his order. You assume, this is not a nice person, and you hope you never meet him again. From this short encounter, you have formed an impression of this person. You were with him only briefly, but you may think you know a lot about him. One mistake people often make in forming first impressions is to think that a small example of someone's behavior can give us a complete picture of the person. If you see a friendly, smiling young woman taking your order at the coffee shop, you may think she is friendly and smiling all of the time. In addition to thinking she is always friendly, you may also think she has other positive traits. This is the second error people often make. Because she is friendly, you assume that she is also intelligent, happy, and good to her parents. Of course, the opposite is also true. The rude customer in front of you in the coffee line did not make a good impression on you. You saw an example of his poor behavior, his rudeness, and you assumed he had other negative traits. You thought, this is not a nice person. Okay. So if our first impression of someone is positive, we think the person is always that way, and we think that all of her traits are positive. We think that small sample of behavior shows us her true personality. But we don't think that way about our own behavior. Let me explain what I mean. When we see someone else acting in a negative way, we think it is because he is a negative person. But when we act in a negative way, we say it is because of the situation. Let's go back to the coffee shop again. If I am rude to the person taking my coffee order, I will find reasons for my bad behavior. The service is too slow, my mother is very sick, or my boss just yelled at me. In other words, when I act badly, I think it's because of the situation, not because I'm a bad person. But if another customer is rude, I don't look for reasons. I think it is his personality. In other words, he acted badly because he is not a nice person. First impressions can tell us a lot. They help us make sense of new information and form relationships with new people. But as you can see, we can make errors, so sometimes we need to take a second look.
Great. Let's check the answers here right now. Topic, how we form first impressions. موضوع اینه. ما چطور برداشت‌های اولیه رو ایجاد میکنیم. Example, as I said before, main idea, impressions of others, details, First mistake, اشتباه اول چیه؟ Thinking a small sample of behavior shows a person's true personality. فکر کردن این که یک نمونه کوچک رفتار نشون میده شخصیت واقعی نفر رو. Second mistake, اشتباه دوم. If our first impression on someone is positive or negative, we think all of that person's traits are positive or negative. اگر برداشت اولی ما از یه نفر مثبت یا منفی باشه، در مورد همه ویژگی های اون نفر فکر میکنیم که همگی مثبتن یا منفین. Now main idea, when we view our own behavior detail, it is not our personality, it is just a situation. این شخصیت ما نیست، این وضعیت و موقعیت هستش. Read a statement, write T for true, F for false, then correct each false statement to make it true. One, first impressions tell the whole story. برداشت‌های اولیه تمام قصه رو به همون میگن. نه، only part of the story. Two, if a person is happy when we meet her, we will often think she is happy all the time. اگه یه نفر موقعی که ما ایشون رو میبینیم خوشحال باشه، اغلب فکر میکنیم او همیشه خوشحاله. That is true. Three, our first impressions give us an accurate picture of the whole person. برداشت‌های اولیه ما به ما تصویر درستی از کلیت اون فرد رو میدن. No, false. Our first impressions don't give us that picture. 4. We judge other people's behavior differently from our own. ما رفتار سایر افراد رو به طرزی متفاوت از رفتار خودمون مورد قضاوت قرار میدیم. True. Read the statements, then listen again, circle the answer or answers that best complete each statement. People what they see in a first encounter. مردم نقطه چین وقتی که اونها در اولین رویارویی همدیگر رو میبینن. اغلب اشتباه میکنند. Make sense of information. به اصطلاح معنی میکنن برای خودشون اطلاعات رو یا برداشت میکنن از اطلاعات رو. از چی؟ از آنچه که میبینن در اولین رو در رویی و تشکیل میدهند برداشت های خیلی درستی را از. Number two, people assume that their first impressions tell them about person. مردم فرض میگیرن که برداشت های اولیهشون به اونها میگوید راجبه. A sample of a person, نمونه ای از یه شخص. Most of a person, اکثر ویژگی های یه نفر. The whole person, تمام اون شخص. Three, if we think a person is happy when we first meet her, we will think she is also friendly, boring, kind. اگر ما فکر میکنیم در اولین دیدار یه نفر شاده، ما فکر خواهیم کرد که او همچنین دوستانه، کسل کننده یا مهربانه. 4. If someone else does something negative, we think اگه یه نفر دیگه یه کار منفی رو انجام بده، ما فکر میکنیم it is because of his personality، به خاطر شخصیتشه. He is a bad person، آدم بدیه. It is because of how he felt that day، به خاطر حس اون روزشه. 5. If we do something negative, we think it is because of، اگر ما کار منفی رو انجام میدیم، ما فکر میکنیم اون به خاطر our personality، شخصیتمونه. The situation، وضعیتمون. Someone else، Yenafar Diaz. Please listen.
Unit 1. Listening 1. Activities A and D.
First impressions don't tell the whole story. Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. As promised, I'm going to talk about how we form first impressions and how they work. We all form impressions of other people every day. So picture this. You're waiting in line at your favorite coffee shop. The line is long, but it's moving quickly. The person in front of you in line is complaining about the wait. He's loud and rude. He makes comments about the service and the employees. When he finally gets to the counter, he yells at the person who takes his order. You assume this is not a nice person, and you hope you never meet him again. From this short encounter, you have formed an impression of this person. You were with him only briefly, but you may think you know a lot about him. One mistake people often make in forming first impressions is to think that a small example of someone's behavior can give us a complete picture of the person. If you see a friendly, smiling young woman taking your order at the coffee shop, you may think she is friendly and smiling all of the time. In addition to thinking she is always friendly, you may also think she has other positive traits. This is the second error people often make.
Because she is friendly, you assume that she is also intelligent, happy, and good to her parents. Of course, the opposite is also true. The rude customer in front of you in the coffee line did not make a good impression on you. You saw an example of his poor behavior, his rudeness, and you assumed he had other negative traits. You thought, this is not a nice person. Okay, so if our first impression of someone is positive, we think the person is always that way, and we think that all of her traits are positive. We think that small sample of behavior shows us her true personality. But we don't think that way about our own behavior. Let me explain what I mean. When we see someone else acting in a negative way, we think it is because he is a negative person. But when we act in a negative way, we say it is because of the situation. Let's go back to the coffee shop again. If I am rude to the person taking my coffee order, I will find reasons for my bad behavior. The service is too slow, my mother is very sick, or my boss just yelled at me. In other words, when I act badly, I think it's because of the situation, not because I'm a bad person. But if another customer is rude, I don't look for reasons. I think it is his personality. In other words, he acted badly because he is not a nice person. First impressions can tell us a lot. They help us make sense of new information and form relationships with new people. But as you can see, we can make errors, so sometimes we need to take a second look.
1A, 2C, 3A, 4A, 5B. Of course, you may have some other answers. Evaluate. Check the statements you think the lecturer agrees with. جملاتی رو که فکر میکنید لکچر باشون موافقت میکنه رو چک بزنید. Discuss your answers with a partner. If a stranger behaves rudely, you may assume he isn't intelligent. اگه یه غریبه رفتار بیادبانی داشته باشه شما این تصور رو میکنید که باهوش نیست. Two, first impressions are rarely accurate. برداشته اولیه به ندرت درستن. People make more excuses for their own bad behavior. مردم بهانه‌های بیشتری رو میارن برای رفتار بد خودشون. An example of behavior can tell us a lot about someone's personality. یه مثالی از رفتار میتونه به ما چیزای زیادی رو بگه در مورد شخصیت یه نفر. So what are your answers? 1 and 3. Now, part F, read the text below and discuss the questions with a partner. در اولین روز دانشکده من داشتم به اتاق خوابگاه هم میرفتم وقتی که هم اتاقیم رینی اومد تو. او قبلا اینجا اومد وارد شده بود و اون تخت خواب طرف پنجره رو ایشون گرفته بود و خرت و پرت ها وسایلش همه جا بود. والدینش هم باهاش بودند. اونها خیلی آدمای خوبی بودند و خودشون رو معرفی کردن. اما رینی ساکت بود و راستش رو بخوایم به من نگاه نکرد. من زیاد چیزی نگفتم به خاطر اینکه فکر میکردم که منو دوست نداره. او کیفش رو در تختش انداخت و همشون رفتن. خیلی ناراحت شدم. فکر کردم رینی بیادب و پست بود. من خیلی 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 ناراحت بودم که حتی به من یه شانس نداد. یک ساعت بعد یا یه کوچولو اینور اونور رینی دوباره برگشت به اتاق، معذرت خواهی کرد برای بیادبیش. او یه جر و بحث خیلی بدی رو داشت با والدینش لحظاتی پیش داشته بود و از دست اونها عصبانی بود یا ناراحت بود. او جنگشون رو و اون دعوا رو به یه حالت خیلی باحالی داشت توصیف میکرد و جفتمون خندیدیم. بعد از اون ایشون یکی از بهترین دوستان من شدند و یه هم‌اتاقی کامله. How accurate was the writer's first impression of her roommate? اولین برداشت نویسنده از هم‌اتاقیش چی بود؟ خب مشخصاً it was very inaccurate. ناصحیح بود دیگه. The writer's first impression was that her roommate was rude and mean, but in fact she was funny and thoughtful. اولین برداشت نویسنده این بود که هم‌اتاقیش بی‌ادب و پسته، اما در حقیقت او خیلی هم باحال و ملاحظه‌گر بود. 2. How does this story illustrate the points the speaker made in her lecture? این داستان چجوری اون نکاتی رو که الان speaker گوینده در لکچرش گفت رو نشون میدن؟ It illustrates two of the speaker's points. دو تاشون رو نشون میده. One is that we often make mistakes about people in our first encounter with them. اولین اینه که ما اغلب اشتباه میکنیم راجع به افراد در اولین رویارویی با اونها. The other is that when someone does something negative, we think it is because of their character rather than the situation. مورد دیگه اینه که وقتی یه نفر یه کار منفی رو انجام میده، ما فکر میکنیم به خاطر شخصیتش تا اون وضعیت و موقعیت. Use the new vocabulary from listening one. Complete each sentence with the correct word or phrase. Pay attention to articles. به حروف تعریف نگاه کنید. They come before nouns and help you identify parts of speech. اونا قبل از اسامی میان و بهتون کمک میکنن که part of speech ها یعنی بخش های کلام رو آیا یک کلمه اسم فعل صفت قید اینا رو تشخیص بدید. Well, number one. I took a sample of the carpet home to see whether I liked the color in my living room. من یه نمونه یه کوچولو از اون فرش رو بردم خونه تا ببینم آیا رنگ رو در اتاق نشیمنم دوست داشتم یا نه. Alberto made several errors on his math test because he didn't study hard enough. Alberto چند تا اشتباه داشت در امتحان ریاضیش برای اینکه به اندازه کافی سخت نخونده بود. 3. Luisa said she wasn't feeling well, so I assume she's not going out tonight. لویزا گفت که حالش خوب نبود، بنابراین فکر میکنم که ایشون امروز امشب بیرون نمیرند. 4. The teacher went over yesterday's assignment very briefly. We only spent about 15 minutes on it, so I still have some questions. معلم تکلیف دیروز رو خیلی مختصر مرور کرد. ما فقط 15 دقیقه وقت صرف کردیم رو اون، بنابراین من هنوز یه سری سوالات رو دارم. 5. When I meet new people, I watch their form of I watch their behavior closely to see what they are like. وقتی من افراد جدیدی رو میبینم، رفتارشون رو به دقت تماشا میکنم تا ببینم که اونها چه شکلی هستند و چه نوع آدمی هستند. 6. It only takes a few minutes to form an impression of someone you meet for the first time. فقط چند دقیقه طول میکشه تا شما از یه نفری که برای اولین بار میبینید برداشتی رو ایجاد کنید. 7. One negative thing about moving to a new place is leaving your friends and family behind. یه نکته منفی راجع به رفتن به یه محل جدید اینه که شما دوستان و خانواده رو پشت سرتون میذارید. 8. Most of my good friends have one personality trait in common. They are all very funny. اکثر دوستان من یک ویژگی شخصیتی رو همه دارند. اون هم خیلی بامزن همشون. 9. Do you usually have a positive feeling about people when you meet them for the first time? I do, because I think most people are good. آیا شما معمولا احساس مثبتی دارین راجع به مردم وقتی که شما اونا رو برای بار اول میبینین؟ من آره دارم، برای اینکه فکر میکنم اکثر مردم خوبند. My first encounter with my new neighbors was very unpleasant. We argued about the amount of noise they were making. اولین رویارویی من با همسایه های جدید خیلی ناخوشایند بود. ما جر و بحث کردیم راجع به مقدار سر و صدایی که اونها ایجاد می‌کردن. Say what you think. 1. In this lecture, the speaker says we often think that the way a person behaves when we first meet him is the way he behaves all the time. From your personal experience, do you agree or disagree? Give examples. در این سخنرانی گوینده میگه که ما اغلب فکر میکنیم که اون طرزی که یه نفر رفتار میکنه وقتی ایشون رو برای بار اول میبینیم همون روش رفتار ایشون در همه اوقاته. از تجربه شخصیتون آیا با این مسئله موافقین یا مخالف؟ Well, I agree because my first impression of someone stays with me for a long time, even if I get to know them better later. من موافقم، برای اینکه اولین برداشت من از یه نفر با من برای یه مدت طولانی میمونه، بنابراین حتی اگر ایشون رو بعدها بهتر بشناسم این تأثیر مونده در من. 2. Have you ever formed a first impression of someone that was wrong? Explain. آیا شما تا حالا یه برداشت اولیه از یه نفر رو داشتین که اشتباه بوده؟ توضیح بدید. Yes. I first thought my boss was rude. Later I realized that she doesn't spend any time on a small talk and this works okay in a work environment. آره من فکر میکردم که رئیسم بیادب بود، بعدها فهمیدم که ایشون هیچ زمانی رو صرف مکالمه کوتاه نمی کنه و این در یه محیط کاری اوکی هستش. Listening skill, making inferences, استنباط کردن. استنباط کردن یعنی نتیجه گیری کنید در مورد اطلاعاتی که اون اطلاعات به صورت مستقیم در به شما گفته نمیشه. خب این نتیجه گیری رو چجوری انجام میدید؟ بر اساس استفاده از اطلاعاتی که شما قبلا میدونید یا مستقیما اون اطلاعات گفته میشه. پس ببینید یه بار دیگه، استنباط کردن یعنی نتیجه گیری در مورد اطلاعاتی که به صورت مستقیم گفته نمیشه با استفاده از اطلاعاتی که از قبل دارید و یا مستقیما به شما گفته شده. استنباط کردن موقع گوش دادن میتونه به شما کمک کنه که فهمتون رو از آنچه که میشنوید عمیق‌تر کنید. به یه دانش آموزی که صحبت میکنه راجع به دیدن استادش برای بار اول گوش بدید.
Unit 1. Listening skill. Example.
When I first met my professor, he shook my hand firmly and then asked me questions about myself. He was very polite. He also was relaxed and seemed interested in what I was saying.
وقتی اولین بار استادم رو دیدم، ایشون با من محکم دست دادن و بعد از من سوالاتی راجع به خودم پرسیدند. خیلی مؤدب بودند، همچنین ریلکس بود و به نظر علاقه‌مند بود در آنچه که من میگفتم. خب بچه‌ها ببینید، علارغم اینکه اینجا دانش آموز به طور مستقل و مستقیم نمیگه که برداشت اولیه از استادش مثبت بوده، شما خودتون میتونید استنباط کنید یا نتیجه گیری کنید بر اساس اطلاعاتی که ایشون داره مستقیم من میگه. پس اطلاعات مستقیمن، برداشت استنباط شما غیر مستقیم. خب یه ویدیو ببینید.
Making inferences.
Look at this picture. What can you tell about it? For example, based on their clothing, you might say that they are businessmen. You can guess that they are in an office. Because the man with the glasses is behind the desk, you can assume that they are in his office. Given that the two men are face to face and the man with the glasses is taking notes, you might also guess that he is interviewing the man opposite him. Or this might be some other kind of business meeting. With all of these ideas, you are making inferences based on the information available to you. So, what is an inference exactly? An inference is something you can find out indirectly from what you already know. It may not be obvious or said directly, but you can make logical guesses or assumptions with the information available to you, just like we did with the previous image. But we don't only make inferences about things we see. We also make inferences about things we hear. When you're listening to someone in English, follow these tips to help you make inferences. First, listen to what is said. Then, pay attention to how it is said. Next, apply what you already know. And finally, draw conclusions. By following these tips, you can do more than understand what is said directly. You can understand what is implied or said indirectly. This will give you deeper understanding. Let's try an example together. Imagine you get in an elevator and you hear someone say this.
Oh no, not again. I can't believe it's already 9:05. I knew I should have taken an earlier train with this weather.
What inferences can you make about what you heard? Listen again.
Oh no, not again.
From this sentence, you can infer that whatever is happening to this man has happened before. From his tone of voice, you can tell that he's frustrated and perhaps a little worried.
I can't believe it's already 9:05.
Here, you can guess that he's talking about the time. Since many work days start at 9 a.m., you can infer that he is running late for work.
I knew I should have taken an earlier train with this weather.
With this information, you find out that the man takes the train to work. You also learn that the weather is bad. The weather affected the train service, so it arrived later than usual. Now it's your turn to practice with another example. Listen.
I just heard. Congratulations! Can I see the ring?
What inferences can you make about what you just heard? Who is she speaking to? Is it A. Someone who just got engaged? Or B. Someone who just won a prize? The correct answer is A. Based on your knowledge of the custom of offering a ring as a sign of engagement, you can guess that she's speaking to someone who is now arranging to get married. When did the engagement happen? A. Probably a short time ago. Or B. Most likely a while ago. If you said A, you are correct. Given that the speaker said she just heard about it, you can presume that the engagement happened recently and that people are still talking about the news. How does the speaker feel? Is she A. Nervous? Or B. Excited? That's right, B. You can tell from her tone of voice and the congratulations that she's excited about the engagement. Great job! Remember, an inference is something you can find out indirectly from what you already know. To make inferences while listening, listen to what is said. Listen to how it is said. Apply what you already know and draw conclusions. By following these tips and continuing to practice, you will improve your overall comprehension and understanding in English. Good luck!
Now listen to a student talk about the first impression. Take notes as you listen, then answer the questions. 1. Do you think it was a positive or negative first impression? Why? What information from your notes helped you answer? آیا فکر میکنید که برداشت اولیه این دانش آموز یا دانشجو مثبت بوده یا منفی بوده؟ چرا؟ چه اطلاعاتی از یادداشتاتون در پاسختون بهتون کمک کرد؟ 2. Do you think the speaker likes Lee? Why? What information from your notes helped you answer? آیا فکر میکنید گوینده لی رو دوست داره؟ چرا؟ چه اطلاعاتی دوباره کمکتون کرد؟
Unit 1. Listening Skill. Activity A.
I remember the first time I met Lee. It was the first day of classes my freshman year. I was on my way to my history class and had no idea where I was going. He smiled and asked me if I needed help. I must have looked really lost. Anyway, he gave me directions to the building where my history class was, which I don't think I would have found on my own. After he gave me directions, he introduced himself and gave me a firm handshake. He wished me luck with my classes and then headed off across campus. So he was probably late for his own class. My first couple of weeks of college were pretty difficult and lonely. I remember hoping I would see Lee again on my way to classes. About a month or so later, I did. I was eating lunch in the cafeteria. I waved to him and asked him to sit at my table with me and a couple of my new friends.
It was a positive first impression. The speaker was hoping to see Lee again. چون ایشون رو امیدوار بود دوباره ببینه پس مثبته. Yes, the speaker likes Lee, having looked forward to seeing him again and inviting him to sit and have lunch together. خب بله، اسپیکر دوست داره که ایشون رو دوباره ببینه و دوستش داره، برای اینکه هی میخواست که نهار رو با هم بخورن و میخواست که دوباره ایشون رو ببینه. Listen to the speaker's opinion of Lee. Take notes as you listen. Compare what the speaker says about Lee with your answers in activity A.
Unit 1. Listening skill. Activity C.
When I first met Lee, I knew instantly he was the type of person I could be friends with. He was so friendly. I mean, I couldn't believe he made himself late for class to help me, a freshman he didn't even know. The fact that he helped me and made me feel welcome made a really great first impression on me. We've been good friends ever since.
Lee, a freshman, so friendly, helped him in the class, have been friends ever since. لیه تازه وارد بود، خیلی رفتار دوستانه‌ای داشت، بهش کمک کرد در کلاس و از اون موقع تا حالا با هم دوست بودند. Now listening to a review of books about first impressions. مروری از کتابا در مورد برداشت اولیه. You're going to listen to an excerpt of a radio program with someone who reviews books. شما قرار گوش بدی به یه منتخبی از یه برنامه رادیویی در مورد با کسی که کتاب‌ها رو نقد می‌کنه. She and the host talk about two books that deal with first impressions and quick thinking. او و میزبان صحبت می‌کنن راجع به دو تا کتابی که به برداشت‌های اولیه و تفکر سریع مربوط هستند. Look at the black lines at the left. Which one is longer? Well, as you see, the interior lines are the same length. خطوط داخلی همون طول رو دارن. This is an optical illusion. این توهم بصریه. The direction of the arrows tricks our eyes. این مسیر پیکان‌ها چشمای ما رو گول میزنن. Making the interior line on the left appear to be longer. و باعث میشن که اینی که سمت چپه هستش طولانی‌تر و درازتر به نظر برسه. Access means دسترسی داشتن به. Association means ارتباط، اتحاد، پیوستگی. Concentrate تمرکز کردن. Conscious هوشیار آگاه. Effective مؤثر. Expert کارشناس. Familiar آشنا. Observation مشاهده، مراقبت، کنترل. Reaction واکنش. Reliable قابل اطمینان، قابل اتکا، مطمئن. Now listen and take notes. Listen to the book discussion. Before you listen, look at the partial outline below. به یک بحث کتاب گوش بدید. قبل اینکه گوش بدید به این چارچوب نصف و نیمه نگاه کنید. As you listen, take notes on the main ideas, examples and other details. Well, topic books on first impressions, کتاب‌های راجع به برداشت‌های اولیه. Main idea, both writers think first impressions can be. جفت نویسندگان فکر میکنند که تأثیرات اولیه میتونند نقطه چین باشند. But there are some. Malcolm Gladwell wrote, we use of a thin slice of behavior to make examples. و الاخر. خب دوستان یه چند دقیقه رو صرف کنید برای اینکه اینها رو بررسی کنید و مثال‌ها، دیتیل‌ها اینا رو بخونید. لطفاً ویدیو رو پاز کنید و بعد از اینکه اینها رو کامل بررسی فرمودین گوش بدید.
Unit 1. Listening 2. Activities A, D and F.
Welcome back to Book Talk. There is a saying, don't judge a book by its cover. This tells us that first impressions may sometimes be wrong. Today, we're talking with critic Nadia Shore about books on how we think, particularly how we form impressions. Before the break, Nadia, you were telling us about Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. Can you remind our listeners what Gladwell wrote about?
Sure. Malcolm Gladwell argues that first impressions are often pretty reliable, although there are sometimes problems. He refers to research that says we use our observation of a very thin slice of human behavior to make judgments about people. Our instinctive reaction to people is often right. For example, students in college classrooms have very accurate first impressions of instructors. In one study, students were shown only several seconds of a video of a teacher in the classroom. Then they predicted how effective the teacher would be. After only that quick first impression, they judged the teacher's effectiveness very accurately.
So, Nadia, tell us about this next book on your list, Thinking Fast and Slow, by Daniel Kahneman.
Kahneman covers much of the same ground as Gladwell. Basically, Kahneman says we use two systems of thinking. System one is what we use all the time. It's fast and happens immediately. In system one thinking, we are always assessing the situation. We do this without conscious thought. This thinking can keep us safe. For example, you might walk around a ladder rather than underneath it without even thinking about it. Fast thinking can even help us predict what is going to happen. That something might fall from the person standing above you on the ladder. This kind of thinking is based on associations between ideas that we have learned. For instance, if we hear the words slow and gray, we might think old, because older people are slower and have gray hair.
Sounds like our past experience helps us think fast. What does the second system do?
System two is the slow thinking we use when we solve difficult math problems. We need to concentrate, and this takes work and energy. System two thinking controls and checks system one. When we are tired or have too many things to think about, it doesn't work as well. Food and sleep help us do our best slow thinking.
Is one system more important than the other in forming first impressions?
I think Kahneman is saying that we use system one, or fast thinking, to form first impressions, but we need system two to help us with accuracy. According to Kahneman, there are a number of problems with fast thinking. We often think that what we see is all there is. So, if we see one example of good behavior, we think that person is always good. Also, people tend to think that we can trust something just because it seems familiar. If a phrase is repeated enough times, we think it is true, even if it's obviously false. Something as simple as font and color can affect our judgment, too. For example, people are more likely to trust a message in bold font or the color blue than print that is hard to read and gray or yellow. So we often need slow thinking to correct problems caused with fast thinking.
Are some people better at fast thinking than others?
Both Kahneman and Gladwell discuss the intuitive thinking of experts. An expert is someone who has a great deal of experience, usually at least 10,000 hours of practice with something like playing chess or baseball or even fighting fires. Because of this experience, such experts are often able to form accurate first impressions about their area of expertise very quickly.
So, practice can improve our fast thinking?
Well, at least sometimes, but we still need slower thinking to help us avoid mistakes.
Well, topic books on first impression, کتاب‌های در مورد برداشت اولیه, main idea. هر دوی نویسنده فکر می‌کنن که first impression ها میتونن درست باشن, اما اشتباهاتی هم وجود دارن. مالکوم گلادول wrote Blink, نوشت کتاب بلینک رو. ما از مشاهدات مشاهدات یک رفتار کوچیک استفاده می‌کنیم برای قضاوت مردم و instinctive reaction is often right. خدمتتون بگم ما یه بار دیگه اینجا رو درست ترجمه کنم، ما از مشاهدات یک تکه کوچک رفتار استفاده می‌کنیم برای قضاوت کردن در مورد مردم. Now, instinctive reaction is often right. میگه که رفتار غیر ارادی، رفتار غریزی اغلب درسته. Example: Students are accurate in judging how effective their instructors are. دانشجوها یا دانش آموزان صحیح هستند، درست هستند، تشخیص درستی میدن در قضاوت اینکه اساتیدشون چقدر خوب هستند، مؤثر هستند. از اون ور دانیل wrote Thinking Fast and Slow. دانیل نوشت کتاب Thinking Fast and Slow. Two systems. System one: fast, always assessing, without conscious thought. سریع، همیشه در حال ارزیابی، بدون تفکر آگاهانه یا هوشیارانه. Example one: walker on ladder. مثال اول، به اصطلاح دوربر نردبون را رفتن. Example two: make association between slow, gray and old. System two: slow, use when we solve math problems, need to concentrate. کند، موقعی که ما مسائل ریاضی رو حل میکنیم نیاز به تمرکز. System 1 forms first impression but system 2 helps with accuracy. سیستم اول برداشت اولیه رو شکل میده، سیستم دوم کمک میکنه از نظر صحت و درستی. Problems with fast thinking، مشکلات تفکر سریع. What you see is all there is، آنچه که میبینید همشه، همه اون چیزیه که هست. Trust something that is familiar، اعتماد به چیزی که آشنا هستش. Trust a message that is good font, good color، به یه مسیجی که فونت خوبی داره، رنگ خوبی داره اعتماد میکنید. Experts usually have at least 10,000 hours of practice often able to form accurate first impressions. کارشناس ها معمولاً حداقل 10,000 ساعت تمرین دارن، اغلب قادر هستن که در برداشت اولیه درستی رو ایجاد کنن. Well, comparing and contrasting، مقایسه شباهت‌ها و تفاوت‌ها در critical thinking strategy امروز. بچه compare کردن گفتیم، شباهت‌ها، contrast کردن تفاوت‌ها. این دوتا رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Compare و contrast کردن به شما کمک می‌کنه که درکتون رو از چیزهایی که دارین راجع بهشون تحقیق می‌کنین بالاتر ببرید. برای مقایسه شباهت‌ها از خودتون بپرسین که این چیزها چطور یکسان هستند، چه شباهت‌هایی دارن. برای مقابله کردن یا مقایسه تفاوت‌ها از خودتون بپرسین که این چیزها چه فرقی با هم دارند. با این روش اگر فکر کنید میتونه بهتون کمک کنه که ارتباط ایجاد کنید بین چیزایی که دارین compare و contrast می‌کنین. یه ویدیو ببینیم.
Hello and welcome to Q Skills for Success Listening and Speaking 3. I'm Larry Zweer, one of the co-authors of this book. Throughout Q, we will be discussing and practicing different critical thinking strategies. The strategy for this unit is comparing and contrasting. Comparing and contrasting is an important academic skill. It's particularly useful when you have to give a presentation about two or more things. When you compare and contrast, you pay attention to similarities and differences. When you compare and contrast two or more things, it can help you think about them in a different way, so you see multiple sides of an issue. What does compare mean? To compare means to look for how two or more things are the same or similar. What does contrast mean? To contrast means to look for how two or more things are different. When you compare, look for how things are the same or similar. Ask yourself, how are they the same or similar? For example, maybe you have to compare the jobs of a firefighter and a police officer. Ask yourself, how are the two jobs the same, or in what ways are they similar? Both a firefighter and a police officer help other people. In that way, the two jobs are similar. Also, both jobs are dangerous. When you contrast, look for how things are different. Ask yourself, how are they different? For instance, your teacher might ask you to contrast the jobs of a firefighter and a police officer. Ask yourself, how are the two jobs different? One difference is in what firefighters and police officers do. Firefighters fight fires, but police officers fight crime. Another difference is where they're located. Police officers usually work on the street, but firefighters usually stay at the station until they're called to a fire. When you take notes as a listener, a Venn diagram is a good way to compare and contrast two things. It's useful because it gives you visual information about what the similarities and differences are. Note the things that are the same or similar in the overlapping area in the middle. Note the differences in the outer areas. Look at these sentences. Which example compares two things? Which example contrasts two things? The first example compares two people, Elena and Yuki. The sentence describes how they are the same. The second example contrasts two things, texting and writing an email. The sentences describe how they are different. Now, look at these examples. Which one both compares and contrasts two things? The first example only compares the colors blue and green. It describes how they are similar. It does not describe how they are different. The second example, however, describes a way in which the colors are the same, but also a way in which they are different. So, the critical thinking strategy we discussed today was comparing and contrasting. When you compare and contrast two or more things, look for similarities and differences. Thanks for listening.
Complete the chart with ideas that compare and contrast Malcolm Gladwell's ideas with Daniel Kahneman's. Add at least two details to each side of the chart. Okay? Compare. First impressions generally accurate. Some mistakes. Experts often make more accurate first impressions. برداشت‌های اولیه معمولاً درست. بعضی اشتباهات. کارشناسان اغلب برداشت‌های اولیه درست‌تری رو انجام میدن. Kahneman says there are two systems. ایشون میگه که دو تا سیستم وجود داره. Fast و slow. We need a slow thinking to control and check fast thinking. ما به تفکر کند نیاز داریم برای اینکه کنترل کنیم و چک کنیم fast thinking رو. Complete the chart with information from the listening. Listen again if needed. سرعت در سیستم یک و دو. Example, accuracy, صحت, problems, مشکلات. What helps it work better? چی باعث میشه
Unit
که
one.
اون بهتر کار کنه؟
Listening 2. Activities A, D, and F.
Welcome back to Book Talk. There is a saying, don't judge a book by its cover. This tells us that first impressions may sometimes be wrong. Today, we're talking with critic Nadia Shore about books on how we think, particularly how we form impressions. Before the break, Nadia, you were telling us about Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. Can you remind our listeners what Gladwell wrote about?
Sure. Malcolm Gladwell argues that first impressions are often pretty reliable, although there are sometimes problems. He refers to research that says we use our observation of a very thin slice of human behavior to make judgments about people. Our instinctive reaction to people is often right. For example, students in college classrooms have very accurate first impressions of instructors. In one study, students were shown only several seconds of a video of a teacher in the classroom. Then they predicted how effective the teacher would be. After only that quick first impression, they judged the teacher's effectiveness very accurately.
So, Nadia, tell us about this next book on your list, Thinking Fast and Slow, by Daniel Kahneman.
Kahneman covers much of the same ground as Gladwell. Basically, Kahneman says we use two systems of thinking. System one is what we use all the time. It's fast and happens immediately. In system one thinking, we are always assessing the situation. We do this without conscious thought. This thinking can keep us safe. For example, you might walk around a ladder rather than underneath it without even thinking about it. Fast thinking can even help us predict what is going to happen. That something might fall from the person standing above you on the ladder. This kind of thinking is based on associations between ideas that we have learned. For instance, if we hear the words slow and gray, we might think old, because older people are slower and have gray hair.
Sounds like our past experience helps us think fast. What does the second system do?
System two is the slow thinking we use when we solve difficult math problems. We need to concentrate, and this takes work and energy. System two thinking controls and checks system one. When we are tired or have too many things to think about, it doesn't work as well. Food and sleep help us do our best slow thinking.
Is one system more important than the other in forming first impressions?
I think Kahneman is saying that we use system one, or fast thinking, to form first impressions, but we need system two to help us with accuracy. According to Kahneman, there are a number of problems with fast thinking. We often think that what we see is all there is. So, if we see one example of good behavior, we think that person is always good. Also, people tend to think that we can trust something just because it seems familiar. If a phrase is repeated enough times, we think it is true, even if it's obviously false. Something as simple as font and color can affect our judgment, too. For example, people are more likely to trust a message in bold font or the color blue than print that is hard to read and gray or yellow. So we often need slow thinking to correct problems caused with fast thinking.
Are some people better at fast thinking than others?
Both Kahneman and Gladwell discuss the intuitive thinking of experts. An expert is someone who has a great deal of experience, usually at least 10,000 hours of practice with something like playing chess or baseball or even fighting fires. Because of this experience, such experts are often able to form accurate first impressions about their area of expertise very quickly.
So, practice can improve our fast thinking?
Well, at least sometimes, but we still need slower thinking to help us avoid mistakes.
Well, let's see the chart. Speed, system one fast, system two slow. Example, walk around ladder, solve math problem. Accuracy, may have problems, helps with accuracy. Problems, what you see is all there is, familiarity, font, color, tire, too many things to think about. What helps it work better? Practice, sleep, food. Match the example with the idea it supports. برداشته اولیه درست دانش آموزان یا دانشجویان effectiveness of instructors، خوب بودن اساتید. Predicting what will happen، پیشبینی آنچه که اتفاق خواهد افتاد. A person on a ladder، یه نفر روی نردبان. Association of ideas، ارتباط دادن ایده ها. Slog railed. Trusting the familiar، اعتماد به اون موارد آشنا. Repetition of a false statement، تکرار یه جمله غلط. Experts with a lot of practice، someone who plays chess، کارشناسانی با تمرین زیاد، یه نفری که شطرنج بازی میکنه. Read his sentences، then listen again and write TF or DS doesn't say. One، people use fast thinking more than slow thinking. مردم تفکر سریع رو بیش از تفکر کند استفاده می کنند. Sorry. First listen.
Unit 2. Activities A, D, and F.
Welcome back to Book Talk. There is a saying, don't judge a book by its cover. This tells us that first impressions may sometimes be wrong. Today, we're talking with critic Nadia Shore about books on how we think, particularly how we form impressions. Before the break, Nadia, you were telling us about Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. Can you remind our listeners what Gladwell wrote about?
Sure. Malcolm Gladwell argues that first impressions are often pretty reliable, although there are sometimes problems. He refers to research that says we use our observation of a very thin slice of human behavior to make judgments about people. Our instinctive reaction to people is often right. For example, students in college classrooms have very accurate first impressions of instructors. In one study, students were shown only several seconds of a video of a teacher in the classroom. Then they predicted how effective the teacher would be. After only that quick first impression, they judged the teacher's effectiveness very accurately.
So, Nadia, tell us about this next book on your list, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman.
Kahneman covers much of the same ground as Gladwell. Basically, Kahneman says we use two systems of thinking. System one is what we use all the time. It's fast and happens immediately. In system one thinking, we are always assessing the situation. We do this without conscious thought. This thinking can keep us safe. For example, you might walk around a ladder rather than underneath it without even thinking about it. Fast thinking can even help us predict what is going to happen. That something might fall from the person standing above you on the ladder. This kind of thinking is based on associations between ideas that we have learned. For instance, if we hear the words slow and gray, we might think old, because older people are slower and have gray hair.
Sounds like our past experience helps us think fast. What does the second system do?
System two is the slow thinking we use when we solve difficult math problems. We need to concentrate, and this takes work and energy. System two thinking controls and checks system one. When we are tired or have too many things to think about, it doesn't work as well. Food and sleep help us do our best slow thinking.
Is one system more important than the other in forming first impressions?
I think Kahneman is saying that we use system one, or fast thinking, to form first impressions, but we need system two to help us with accuracy. According to Kahneman, there are a number of problems with fast thinking. We often think that what we see is all there is. So if we see one example of good behavior, we think that person is always good. Also, people tend to think that we can trust something just because it seems familiar. If a phrase is repeated enough times, we think it is true, even if it's obviously false. Something as simple as font and color can affect our judgment too. For example, people are more likely to trust a message in bold font or the color blue than print that is hard to read and gray or yellow. So we often need slow thinking to correct problems caused with fast thinking.
Are some people better at fast thinking than others?
Both Kahneman and Gladwell discuss the intuitive thinking of experts. An expert is someone who has a great deal of experience, usually at least 10,000 hours of practice with something like playing chess or baseball or even fighting fires. Because of this experience, such experts are often able to form accurate first impressions about their area of expertise very quickly.
So, practice can improve our fast thinking?
Well, at least sometimes. But we still need slower thinking to help us avoid mistakes.
Well, number one, people use fast thinking more than slow thinking. مردم از تفکر سریع بیش از تفکر آرام استفاده می کنند. True. It takes several minutes to form an accurate first impression of an instructor. چند دقیقه طول می کشه تا یک برداشت اولیه صحیح از یک مدرس رو به دست آورد. No, because it only takes a few seconds, not several minutes. 3. System 1 checks on the accuracy of system 2. No, vice versa. برعکس, system 2 checks on the accuracy of system 1. سیستم دومه که صحت سیستم اول رو بررسی میکنه. We trust the color blue more than the color gray messages. ما در پیغام ها به رنگ آبی بیشتر از خاکستری اعتماد میکنیم. True. Younger people are better at fast thinking than older people. جوان ها در تفکر سریع بهتر هستند از پیرها. Doesn't say. اشاره نمی کنه. Work with a group to discuss the questions. 1. According to Gladwell, our first impressions are often reliable. Do you think this is true? Why or why not? بر اساس گلدول، برداشت‌های اولیه ما اغلب قابل اتکا هستند. آیا فکر می‌کنی این درسته؟ Yes, I think our first impressions provide us with accurate information. یا ممکنه بگی no, I think that first impressions can be misleading. میتونه گمراه کننده باشه. According to Kahneman, we use fast thinking more than slow thinking. When do you use each kind of thinking? بر اساس کانمن، ما از تفکر سریع بیشتر از تفکر کند استفاده میکنیم. شما چه زمانی از هر نوع تفکر استفاده میکنید؟ I use fast thinking when I meet people for the first time. I use slow thinking when I'm doing homework. من از تفکر سریع موقع دیدن افراد برای بار اول استفاده میکنم و از تفکر کند موقعی که دارم تکالیفمو انجام میدم. Kahneman says we trust people and messages sometimes when we shouldn't. Kahneman میگه که ما به افراد و پیغام ها گاهی اوقات که نباید اعتماد کنیم میایم و اعتماد میکنیم. Do you agree that this is a problem? Yes. Because people may try to take advantage of us by repeating false statements until we think they are true. برای اینکه مردم ممکن از ما سوء استفاده کنن با تکرار جملات غلط تا زمانی که فکر کنیم درست هستند. Read more information below on first impressions from two researchers. With a partner, list and discuss five tips you can give others about making first impressions. اطلاعات بیشتر بخونید در زیر در مورد برداشت اولیه از دو تا محقق با یه دوست لیست کنید و بحث کنید 5 تا نکته‌ای که میتونید به دیگران بدید راجع به ایجاد برداشت‌های اولیه. Nalini Ambari was a researcher at Tufts University. Nalini Ambari یه محقق بود در دانشگاه تافتس. او یه مطالعه‌ای رو انجام داد در اینکه چطور دانشجویان میتونستن قضاوت کنن راجع به مدرسین از یه ویدیو کوتاه. بر اساس گفته ایشون وقتی افراد فکر میکنن بیشتر قبل از اینکه تصمیم بگیرن، تصمیمات به اندازه‌ای که آنها بدون فکر این کارو میکنند خوب نیستند. خب پس تصمیمات موقعی که افراد فکر میکنند به خوبی آن لحظه‌ای که بدون فکر کردن اخذ میشن نیستند. فرانک برنیری از اوریگان استیت یونیورسیتی میگه که تحقیق نشان میدهد افرادی که اعتماد به نفس بیشتری دارن راجع به قضاوت‌هایشان در مورد افراد در حقیقت قضاوتاشون کمتر درسته. او توصیه میکنه به افراد که سعی کنن خودشون رو متقاعد کنن که به اصطلاح در مورد دیدگاه متضاد خودشون رو متقاعد کنن. برای مثال اگه شما فرض میکنید یه نفر بی‌ادب و نامهربانه، سعی کنید ببینید ایشون یا رفتارش رو به یه روشی کاملا متفاوت. حالا تیپ ها نکاتمون رو ببینید. Think before making a judgment. قبل قضاوت کردن فکر کنید. Convince yourself that the opposite of your first impression is true. خودتون رو متقاعد کنید که ضد یا مخالف اولین برداشتتون درسته. Don't always trust your instinct. همیشه به غرایزتون اعتماد نکنید. Write down your first impressions. اولین برداشتاتون رو بنویسید. Don't make assumptions. فرض و تصور نکنید. Use the new vocabulary from listening to. I make a conscious effort to stay in regular contact with all my friends. I make time to call and email them often. من تلاش آگاهانه‌ای می‌کنم برای اینکه در تماس منظم باشم با تمام دوستانم. من زمان ایجاد می‌کنم برای تماس داشتن و ایمیل دادن بهشون. آگاهانه means intentional, عمدی. Watching a video is an effective way to study someone's behavior. You can learn a lot from the way people move their hands. تماشای یه ویدیو روش موثری برای مطالعه رفتار یه نفر. شما میتونید خیلی یاد بگیرید از روشی که مردم دستاشون رو تکون میدن. Effective, successful. Marcus is an expert at swimming. He has been doing it a long time. Marcus در شنا کردن یه کارشناسه. اون رو مدت طولانی که داره انجام میده. Part C, a skillful person, نفر ماهر. Police officers often have to assess a dangerous situation quickly. افسران یا ماموران پلیس اغلب مجبورن که ارزیابی کنند از یه وضعیت خطرناک به سرعت. C, judge, قضاوت کنند. 5. My car isn't reliable. There is always something wrong with it. ماشین من قابل اتکا نیستش. همیشه یه مشکلی باهاش من دارم. Reliable, dependable. 6. I think I've seen that man before. He looks very familiar. من فکر کنم اون مرد رو قبلا دیدم. خیلی آشنا به نظر میرسه. Well known. After hours of observation, the researchers reached three main conclusions about the animal's behavior. بعد ساعت‌ها مشاهده و کنترل، محققان رسیدن به سه تا نتیجه اصلی راجع به رفتار حیوان. That is be watching. A lot of people make an association between being confident and being effective. افراد زیادی رابطه برقرار میکنن بین مطمئن بودن و مؤثر بودن. That is mental connection, ارتباط ذهنی. Please don't talk to me while I do this assignment. I can't concentrate. لطفا موقع انجام این تکلیف با من صحبت نکن. نمیتونم تمرکز کنم. Pay attention. 10. I thought he might be upset, so his excited reaction surprised me. فکر کردم که اون ممکنه ناراحت بشه. بنابراین واکنش هیجان زدهش منو متعجب کرد. Response. پاسخ. Work with the video. Have you ever made a bad impression in an important situation? What happened? آیا شما تا حالا یه برداشت اولیه بدی رو خودتون ایجاد کرده این در یک وضعیت مهم؟ No, I always try to greet people warmly and behave politely. Blow one's chances یعنی از دست دادن شانس موفقیت. Outrageous means خیلی عجیب و خیلی غیرعادی. Mind boggling یعنی بغرنج و مشکل و گیج کننده. Air means اشتباه کردن. And conservative means محافظه کار سنتی. Air a grievance یعنی شکایت کردن، اعلام کردن نارضایتی. Please watch the video.
It's the moment of truth for all job seekers, the job interview. But as the folks at careerbuilder.com found out, candidates will often blow their chances with unnecessary and sometimes outrageous mistakes. Career Builder's Vice President of Human Resources, Rosemary Hefner, is here to tell us what not to do on that big job interview. Rosemary, good morning. Some of these things are just mind-boggling. What's the biggest mistake that managers talk about seeing in a job interview?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt, the biggest is dressing inappropriately. So 57% of the hiring managers we interviewed recently said, you're not going to believe this. People showing up in a business suit, I was impressed, I look down, I see flip-flops. All the way to pajama bottoms, my
What?
Personal favorite, pajama bottoms. You know, what should they do? I would say always err on the conservative side, and that may be a business suit, But ultimately, the environment you're interviewing with, what is their dress code, what's normal for them, make sure you check that out before you show up. You just want to make sure you're showing the hiring manager, you know, you take the job seriously, and how you're dressing is going to show that.
And the second big mistake is asking personal questions. What kinds of things do people ask in an interview, and what's appropriate?
If you're going to be asking questions, make sure you keep those on point. Talk about the company, you know, you're asking about the position. Really make sure you're keeping focused on that.
Yeah, there are some things you want to ask. I mean, you want them to know that you're knowledgeable about the company. Mm-hmm. You know the job you're interviewing for. Right?
Absolutely. Ask questions. Come prepared. It's one of those other common mistakes we see where people don't have questions, but not just any questions. They need to be good questions. Where is the job going to be taking me in 5 years? What are your competitors up to? Look intelligent about the opportunity.
And what about if you have something on your resume or in your job history that maybe isn't so positive? You say stay away from talking negatively about a previous job.
Absolutely. It's hard to do. There's a lot of frustration out there if you've had a bad experience at a recent employer, or you know, you were laid off, what have you. But do not air that grievance at the interview. You will potentially be labeled a troublemaker, a complainer. Hiring manager is thinking, are they going to be saying these things about me in a year or two? So make sure you keep it positive. Focus on the skills you have and how you can transfer those quickly to the new opportunity.
All right, cell phones, text messages, all of these things. What do you do when you go into an interview?
Yeah.
You forget to turn it off and it rings?
And it happens, and it's innocent enough. If that happens, you say, I'm so sorry. But we have reports of candidates taking the calls and asking the interviewer to leave the room because they need privacy for the call.
Wow.
So, you know, that is not as extreme and uncommon as you would think. It's happening regularly. So easy fix, stay focused, good eye contact, turn off the technology, make sure you're selling yourself.
And very, very quickly, lying.
Lying. Don't do it. Honesty is the best policy. Just don't do it.
If you don't know the answer, just say no.
See, you don't have it, and you're going to get back in touch with them. You have the upper hand then, because you can contact them after the interview and make sure you're top of mind when they're making their final selection.
Okay, Rosemary Heffner, thank you so much for coming in. Good advice.
Watch the video two or three times. Take notes in the first part of the chart. Notes from the video. Mistakes, اشتباهات, examples, مثالها. ببینیم. Dressing inappropriately, لباس پوشیدن نامناسب, flip-flops, pajama bottoms. خب, مثالهایی رو که زد, flip-flop بودن و pajama bottom بودند. Asking new or poor questions. پرسیدن سوالات ضعیف یا اصلا سوال نپرسیدن. Asking personal questions. Talking negatively about previous job. پرسیدن سوالات شخصی و صحبت کردن منفی راجع به شغل قبلی. Getting distracted. حواس پرت شدن حواس. Answering phone. پاسخ دادن به تلفن. Lying. دروغ گفتن. Making up answers, از خود جوابهایی را اختراع کردن و به اصطلاح همون میشه دروغ گفتن دیگه. حالا بچه ها نظرات شما میتونه چی باشه؟ خب چه اشتباهاتی رو ممکن انجام بدید در به اصطلاح در مصاحبه که ممکنه کار شما رو خراب کنه و به نتیجه‌ای که میخواستید نرسید؟ یکم فکر کنید. خب مثلا من یه مورد رو براتون بیارم. Poor social etiquette. رفتار اجتماعی ضعیف. مثال چی میتونیم بنویسیم؟ فرضاً interrupting the interviewer. خب یعنی قطع کردن صحبت اون شخصی که داره شما رو با شما مصاحبه میکنه. درسته؟ This is just one example, and of course, one mistake you may have or you may make while you are having an interview. All right. What other mistakes do people make in job interviews? I brought you the example, so let's skip it. Say what you think. In what kinds of situations do you think first impressions are usually accurate? در چه نوع وضعیتهایی فکر میکنی که برداشتهای اولیه معمولا درست هستند؟ I think first impressions are most likely to be correct in situations where people are relaxed and not stressed. در مواردی درست هستند که مردم ریلکسند و استرس خاصی ندارند. In what ways are job interviews similar to other types of first impressions people make? How are they different? مصاحبه‌های شغلی چه شباهت و تفاوتی دارند با سایر انواع برداشت‌های اولیه‌ای که افراد ایجاد می‌کنند یا دارند؟ They're similar because in both cases you form an impression of a person in a short time. اونا شبیه هم برای اینکه در هر دو مورد شما یه برداشتی رو از یه نفر در زمان کوتاهی ایجاد میکنید. They're different because in an interview you have only that short time to get to know the person. In other situations you have more time to learn more and change your impression of him or her. آنها متفاوتن. از چه نظر؟ از این که شما در یه مصاحبه زمان کوتاهی دارین برای اینکه بدونید نفر رو بشناسید، در وضعیت‌های دیگه زمان بیشتری رو دارین که بیشتر یاد بگیرین و همچنین برداشتتون رو از ایشون عوض کنید. Vocabulary skill suffixes، پسوندها در مهارت لغت. از پسوندها و سایر به اصطلاح خاتمه دهنده های کلمات استفاده کنین که بهتون کمک کنه تشخیص بدید پارت آف سپیچ ها رو. تشخیص پارت آف سپیچ بهتون کمک میکنه معنی یک کلمه ناشناخته رو یا ناشنا رو چیکار کنید؟ حدس بزنید. همچنین کمک میکنه دایره لغاتتون رو گسترش بدین، چون سایر پارت آف سپیچ ها در همون خانواده رو هم میتونید چیکار کنید مورد توجه قرار بدید. پسوندهای اسم ساز رایج اینا هستن: ACY مثل accuracy، ER researcher، OR inventor، MENT amusement، NES friendliness، TION attention، ENCE confidence، ANCE for example guidance، okay، or ISE such as expertise. Common verb suffixes، پسوندهای فعل ساز رایج: aid مثل stimulate or simulate، en مثل strengthen، ize energize، ify identify. Common adjective suffixes، پسوندهای رایج صفت ساز: able dependable، al traditional، ful careful، ive effective، OUS humorous، IC artistic. Common adverb suffixes: LY ALLY particularly universally. دوستان عزیزم، خیلی اینجا مهمه برای اینکه ازتون میخوام پسوندهای اسم ساز، فعل ساز، صفت ساز و قید ساز رو یاد بگیرید. Now look at the new words. For each word write the suffix، the part of a speech and the base word from which the new word is formed. Assumption یعنی تصور، فرض، suffixش tion، part of a speechش اسمه، base wordش assume هستش. Consciously ly قید conscious. Reliable able صفت rely. Effectively ly قید effective. Expertise ISE noun هستش و بیسش چیه؟ expert به معنی کارشناس. Concentration TION اسم concentrate. Solving math problems often requires a lot of concentration. حل کردن مسائل ریاضی اغلب نیاز به تمرکز زیادی داره. Accuracy is really important in grammar, so you should try not to make mistakes. درستی و صحت واقعا در گرامر مهمه، بنابراین باید سعی کنید که اشتباه نکنید. We often make assumptions about people because of the way they look. Then we sometimes discover that our first impressions were incorrect. ما اغلب فرضهایی رو میکنیم راجع به افراد به خاطر نوع روشی که اونا به نظر میرسن، بعد ما گاهی اوقات کشف میکنیم که برداشت اولیه‌مون نادرست بودن. That professor has read many books and is known for her expertise in social psychology. اون استاد کتابای زیادی نوشته و معروف و شناخته شده استش برای مهارتش در روانشناسی اجتماعی. 5. If an advertisement is effectively designed, sales of the product will increase. اگر یک آگهی یا تبلیغ به طور موثری طراحی شده باشه، فروش محصول افزایش پیدا خواهد کرد. 6. Jay is very reliable. He always arrives on time for everything. Jay خیلی قابل اتکا است، همیشه برای هر کاری به موقع میرسه. I have to make decisions very consciously when I go shopping. If I don't, I buy things I really don't need without even realizing it. من مجبورم تصمیمات رو خیلی آگاهانه بگیرم وقتی که خرید میرم. اگر این کار رو نکنم، چیزایی رو میخرم که واقعا نیاز ندارم بدون اینکه حتی متوجه بشم. Speaking در پایان این فصل شما یه سخنرانی کوتاه خواهید داشت برای دوست راجبه یه برداشت اولیه. مطمئن بشید که نوبت‌های مکالمه رو رعایت می‌کنید وقتی که با پارتنرتون صحبت می‌کنید. گرامر، افعال کمکی دو، بی و هف. افعال کمکی دو، بی و هف استفاده میشن برای سوال ساختن و جملات منفی در جملات منفی، یعنی منفی کردن. از دو با زمان حال ساده و گذشته ساده استفاده کنید. گذشته ساده که میشه دید دیگه. Does he like pizza? He doesn't like pizza. سوالی منفی زمان حال ساده. گذشته ساده Did they bring their books? They didn't bring their books. سوالی منفی. از بی با زمان حال استمراری و گذشته استمراری استفاده کنید. حال استمراری Are you reading? We aren't reading now. گذشته استمراری Was Mr. Knight teaching here last year? He wasn't teaching here last year. از have با حال کامل استفاده کنید یا ماضی نقلی. Has she left yet? Nancy hasn't left yet. Well, rewrite the sentences as negative statements. منفیشون کنید اینها رو. I have to concentrate. I don't have to. Bill thinks. Bill doesn't think. Sarah assumed. Sarah didn't assume. Walid is nervous. Isn't nervous. I have formed. I've not formed. Or I haven't formed. Rewrite the sentences as questions. You have made. Have you made incorrect assumptions? You like talking. Do you like talking? Hatem made lots of friends. Did Hatem make lots of friends? The experts were able to assess. Were the experts able to assess? Jamal has created an effective message. Has Jamal created an effective message about the product? Pronunciation. Contractions with auxiliary verbs. مخفف نوشتن با افعال کمکی. افعال کمکی معمولاً استرس ندارن و میتونن مخفف بشن به عنوان بخشی از یک مخفف نوشتن. یعنی میتونن کوتاه بشن به عنوان بخشی از مخفف نوشتن. اکثر مخفف ها میتونن در speech گفتار و نوشتار غیر رسمی استفاده بشن، اما بعضی از اونها فقط در اسپیچ استفاده میشن. به این مثال های کانترکشن گوش بدید. Contractions used in speech or writing. مخفف هایی که استفاده میشن در گفتار یا نوشتار.
Unit 1. Pronunciation. Examples.
She's eating now.
They're watching TV.
Lisa's already left.
We've finished our work.
What's it cost?
Where'd you go?
Why'd he arrive so late?
مخففهایی که فقط در اسپیچ استفاده میشند خیلی مهمه. What's it cost? What does it cost? Where'd you go? Where did you go? Why did he arrive so late? Why did he arrive? پس حتما حواستون باشه به speech یا writing و فقط speech. Listen to these sentences with contractions. Write the full forms of the auxiliary word.
Unit 1. Pronunciation. Activity A. 1.
Who's your favorite author?
2.
Where'd you go on your last vacation?
3.
Mary's going to the store.
4.
We've usually eaten by 6 o'clock.
5.
What'd you do after class yesterday?
6.
The girls have been here before.
Who is your favorite author? Where did you go on your last vacation? Mary is going to the store. We have usually eaten by 6. What did you do after class yesterday? The girls have been here before. Taking conversational turns. وقتی که با یه نفر صحبت میکنید مؤدبانه هستش که به نوبت صحبت کنید. به نوبت صحبت کردن مکالمه رو ادامه میده و نشون میده که علاقه مندید به اون چه که نفر دیگه داره میگه. اگر نفر دیگه ازتون یه سوال میپرسه بهش جواب بدید و اطلاعات جدیدی رو اضافه کنید. اگه ممکنه خودتون هم یه سوال بپرسید. اینجا یه سری سوالاتی که میتونید استفاده کنید.
Unit 1. Speaking skill. Examples.
What do you think?
Do you agree?
Right.
How about you?
You know,
Okay.
Complete the conversation with questions from the speaking skill box. Tony. Hi, I'm Tony. It's nice to meet you. My name is Alex. Nice to meet you too. Are you a new student? No, I've been studying here for 2 years. How about you? I just started this week, but so far this class looks interesting. Do you agree? Or what do you think? I agree. The teacher is very effective. The book he's using looks good too. What do you think? Do you agree? Yeah, he seems friendly and interesting. Now unit assignment. در این تکلیف شما قراره که یه سخنرانی بکنید برای یه دوست راجع به یه برداشت اولیه. موقع آماده سازی فکر کنید راجع به یونیت کوئسشن، آیا برداشت‌های اولیه صحیح هستند از لیسنینگ ها و یونیت ویدیو و کارتون در این یونیت برای ساپورت تاکتون یا سخنانتون استفاده کنید. چه آیتم هایی در چارت به شما میگوید بیشتر از همه راجع به افراد جدید وقتی که شما یه فرست امپرشن رو دارید تشکیل میدید. Check whether you think each item is very important, important or not important. سطح مؤدب بودن اونها قطعا برای من خیلی مهمه. لباس پوشیدنشون خیلی مهمه. Their hairstyle نه، سبک موشون اصلا مهم نیست. Their voice صداشون نه مهم نیست. Their eye contact تماس چشمی خیلی مهمه. Their attitude to money نگرششون راجع به پول خیلی مهمه. The way they drive خیلی مهمه، طرز رانندگیشون. شغلشون important مهمه ولی نه مثلا خیلی مهم. Their likes and dislikes علایقشون important مهم. خب رسیدیم به track your success برای unit 1. ببینیم چه پیشرفتی رو امروز در این یونیت داشتیم. در یادداشت برداری میتونم از یادداشتام استفاده کنم برای خلاصه کردن یه سخنرانی. در لیسنینگ میتونم استنباط کنم. در کریتیکال ثینکینگ میتونم مقایسه کنم برای شباهت‌ها و تفاوت‌های بین دو تا چیز. در لغت میتونم از پسوندها استفاده کنم. در گرامر میتونم از افعال کمکی دو، بی و هاو استفاده کنم. در پرونانسیشن میتونم مخفف‌های افعال کمکی رو بگم و استفاده کنم. در اسپیکینگ میتونم به نوبت مکالمه کنم و اطلاعات و ایده‌هایی رو جمع کنم برای اینکه یه سخنرانی کوتاه داشته باشم راجع به یک برداشت اولیه صحیح. سپاسگزارم مثل همیشه با من بودید. ایشالله شما رو در یونیت 2 خواهم دید. تا اون موقع خدا نگهدارتون.